USA. New world screwworm detected for first time since 1966. Von editor Fleischwirtschaft.com. VOM. The 8th of June 2026. Washington. The U.S. Department of Agriculture, USDA, has confirmed a second case of New World screwworm in Texas, days after reporting the first detection of the parasite in the United States since 1966. According to the USDA's Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service, APHIS, the latest infestation was identified in a one-month-old calf in Zavala County. The infected animal was located approximately 9 kilometers from the first confirmed case, which was reported on Wednesday near La Pryor, Texas. APHIS said the second infestation was discovered after testing several suspect cases in the area. The New World screwworm is a parasitic blowfly whose larvae feed on the living tissue of warm-blooded animals. Infestations can cause severe injury and, if left untreated, may be fatal. The parasite was eradicated from the United States in the mid-1960s through the use of the sterile insect technique, which involves releasing sterile flies to prevent reproduction within wild populations. Following the initial detection, the USDA and Texas authorities established a joint incident management team, introduced quarantine and animal movement restrictions, and created a 20-kilometer control zone around the affected area. APHIS said officials from the agency and the Texas Animal Health Commission are continuing to collect and test samples from the surrounding area. Samples tested to date have returned negative results, according to the agency. As part of its response, the USDA is expanding sterile fly releases. In addition to approximately 4 million sterile flies already released weekly by aircraft, authorities have begun conducting ground-based releases. The screwworm's reappearance follows its northward spread through Mexico over the past year. To reduce the risk of further spread, the U.S. has kept its border with Mexico closed to live cattle imports for more than a year and has invested in sterile fly production, trapping programs, and livestock monitoring.